Today's Daily Torah is sponsored by Natalie Vasquez in honor of the birthday of her husband Aaron Ben Avram this week and her son Eliezer Yisrael. May they both have a successful year in all things physical and spiritual, and especially to see how they are one. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and I hate to begin the month on a negative note with a very unpleasant anecdote, but I think you'll agree with me when you hear about this anecdote that it's so horrific that something has to be done about it. I heard that there's a 16-year-old girl, lives not far from where I live, and her parents called her to the side and told her that she has to get married. They decided that she has to get married, and it's immediate, the wedding, and they set up a house, and they explained to her that the husband that she's going to marry has a certain long list of rules that she has to keep. The parents explained to her that she's going to spend her life living in a house and not going to be able to have a good time with her friends like she would like to. She has to live in the house because she's married now to this husband, so she can't have fun with her friends like all the normal girls. She has to stay in the house because that's what her husband wants, and she has to keep this long list of rules. Now, she'll never get to meet the husband until she dies. She'll never actually get to feel him or anything or even talk to him, but she'll have to send him messages. She's going to have to every day make a voice note for about an hour, saying words from an ancient text that she doesn't understand, and she's going to send it to the husband, who happens to have on his WhatsApp the privacy setting. So even after she's going to send the voice notes to her husband daily, she'll never get the two blue checks. But the good news, her parents assure her, is that this husband is fabulously wealthy, and he'll provide her all the time for anything she needs, as long as she keeps the rules. And even though she'll never see or feel this husband, but the husband has set up cameras, video cameras, in every single angle of the house. So wherever she's going to be in this house, the husband is going to be spying on her and watching her very carefully to make sure she keeps all the rules. And if she doesn't keep any rule, the parents yell at this 16-year-old girl. And I think you understand by now that this is a parable about a fiery, scary God. They yell at their daughter, they yell at their son. If you don't keep the rules of this overbearing, crazy ruler that's spying on you from all angles, that you'll never feel and you'll never actually have a relationship with after you die, but I'm going to give you tests, to see if you could appease the husband well. We barely teach the kids about God enough, and we're already testing them on the rules. Tests. Who gives a damn if they know the halacha, if they don't have a relationship with Hashem? The month of Elul is a month of tshuva. And I believe with every fiber of my being that the tshuva that has to be done, the repentance that has to be done, is first and foremost those rabbis and rebbetzins that teach a religion that resembles a straitjacket in more than what Rav Kook spoke about of Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach. You have wings of the Spirit. The Torah and God is supposed to be wings of the Spirit. And before teaching people, children, adults, how to love God, how to feel God in the breeze on their face, to learn chassidus, to understand that when you're davening, you're feeling God. God is talking to you through the people you meet, through the day that you live, and the way that you, everything you do in this world. If rabbis and rebbetzins aren't giving that, which is Ani L'doy Dividoy Dili, we know the month of Elul, which is the month of Tshuva, is an acronym, Ani L'doy Dividoy Dili, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. That's Judaism. Judaism is a relationship, being in relationship and encounter with God always. And if yeshivas, if Jewish schools, if synagogues are not teaching people how to encounter God, so why do you expect, what do you expect that this 16-year-old girl is going to say to her parents, I don't give a damn and screw it all and walk out of the house and not want to be married to such a husband? Of course. It's like the Lubavitch Rebbe used to say, every Elul he would make fun of those rabbis that would spend their vacation relaxing and preparing their fire and brimstone speeches to be able to give in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to be able to yell at their congregants to make Judaism that much more unpalatable and burdening. And I'll say, you know who else has to do tshuva? When we say that those same kids that can't stand living in that house with a God presented to them like that, this big bad wolf type of God, those kids that say to hell with it and leave that structure, we say that they're off the derech. Whoever says that they're off the derech has to do tshuva. Because those kids that left that house are on a derech. They are on a path. They're on a path to God. They're on a path to find an authentic relationship with God, a loving relationship with God, which is what the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus is all supposed to be about, inwardness and love. And how horrible the Chassidus is printed as just another whole huge set of rules to make it even more difficult, to make it even more of a burden for people to feel God. Chassidus was Chai, was life. The Baal Shem Tov's birthday is in Elul, Chai Elul, the life of Elul. And Chai, Chaim, life means inwardness. Pnimius, in all the different streams of Chassidus, that's the main focus, whether it's Chabad, which is all about meditation, or Breslev, which is inward emunah, a faith and simcha, or whether it's in Tzlonim, where they talk about Nekuda Pnimius, the inwardness of the soul, or in Ger, Kotzk, the way that it's supposed to be with truth. Chassidus is about being alive with God inside, and that's what has to be taught in Jewish schools and in synagogues. That's what we all have to learn, because at the end of the day, if we haven't had those teachers to teach us, we're the ones that have to figure out for ourselves. We have to spend this month of Elul, we all have to do our own tshuva to realize that our relationship with Hashem has to be what's going on inside of us. Because you know what? God isn't that husband that's outside and has video cameras all over the place. God is inside of you. God is in the breath that you're taking right now. God is in the energy you're feeling in your hand right now. And God wants you to reach up to His infinity by learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs. But before you learn the Torah and do mitzvahs, before you do that, daven. And davening is not like in some places where you walk into some of these schools where it looks like a graveyard with davening. When, again, don't forget, these kids, a lot of them are afterwards going to the outside world, to college and the outside world. So their time in yeshiva, that's the time that Judaism is supposed to affect them most their whole life. And at that time, what does davening look like? Almost flatliners. And instead of teaching and instead of learning how to have dveikus, how to come to real feelings of love of Hashem, we give tests and halacha, tests to see if they know all the rules. May Hashem forgive us for not wanting to only have Hashem. We all have to do tshuva and say to God, God, we just want you. Because we all know that Torah, halacha without God is stupid. Torah without God is meaningless. Halacha without God is a waste of time. Because Judaism isn't about observance and Judaism isn't about tradition. Judaism is about God, only God, and connecting to God. Anything about Judaism that's not connecting you to God and you don't recognize that, throw it out. Throw it out. Those are outdated forms of practice that were good before Mashiach had to come, but now Mashiach is ready to come. As the Tzaddikim, the Holy Ones, taught us that this is the generation that we have to say, God, we want you. That's what's going to bring Mashiach. And therefore, anyone that has any influence in Judaism, the most important focus in Elul is, I am for my beloved and my beloved is mine. Make God into our beloved. Have an inward feeling of chai, of life, of vitality. That's what Yiddishkeit is. That's what our life is to be about, to feel Hashem in us and in the world as we go through the world. And in that merit, when we arouse that vitality in us and in others, we should see the ultimate vitality, the Kel Chai, the living God. May we see it today.